Hello and welcome to the Finance and Audit Committee meeting of Capital and Water District on May 16th at 5:00 p.m. Please stand to pledge. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollack.
Here.
Amy Byram, Financial Consultant.
Here.
And Daniela Buriarte.
Here.
And so, first we're going to go over the new proposed budget.
Numbers.
Unless you'd rather switch it around.
Okay. So attached is the fiscal 24 budget. First, I want to introduce Daniela. Daniela is a senior associate at our firm that primarily heads up a lot of the monthly day-to-day work and pretty much put this budget together. She will be presenting the budget at the board meeting in June. Because I'm unable to attend. So she's well versed in it. And you've seen this budget a time or two before, but I'm going to just refresh your memory on what each column is. Column A is your fiscal 23 adopted budget, and column B is your projected year end for fiscal 23. So shaded in green is your fiscal 24 proposed budget. And this is your chance to ask questions and make any changes as you see fit before the June meeting. Column D is the difference between what's projected year end and your new budget for 24. And then column E is the percentage difference. And also one caveat is that these numbers, we work very closely with district staff. These are their numbers. So I'm just presenting it to you for ease because we assembled it. Okay. Any questions about the columns and all the setup? Alrighty. Okay. I'm going to start with your revenues, your base rates going up 3%. If you recall, that was the rate increase that is in effect for the next 2 years, the next two budget cycles, and then we will have a new rate study done in about a year and a half from now to get what the new rates would be. That's row three, or line three. Line four is your commodity sales, which is going up significantly because the DHPO contract revenues are going to be recorded in that line. They won't be a separate line, sure.
And so commodity just means anything, doesn't it?
Commodity means like the variable rate, so the portion like tier one, tier two, tier three rates. So you don't see anything next year for the DHPO contract in rows in lines five and six. Line seven is consistent with prior year. Line eight is fees and charges, consistent but just a small increase. Line nine is substantially different. That's your basic facility fees. Now, typically, we only budget what we are very certain you're going to get because this is truly an unknown. Development may or may not happen. I believe we consulted with Ellen on this number, and we feel certain you are going to get $9,300, so that was what we put in there to be conservative. If you get more, great. Like, certainly you can see how you... I budgeted 18.6 last year and ended at 51.6. So it's always nice if you get more, but you want to start on the low side.
And then just a side note on that, on the back of my operations update, on the back side is what is projected based on the nine services that are signed up for. And then Chick-fil-A service is going to have a 2-inch and a 1-inch installed. So the service installation charge for a 2-inch is $67,000, for 1-inch is $21,000.
Is this a for sure thing?
Chick-fil-A is for sure.
For sure, but we don't. I don't think we know for sure if it's going to be this next year.
I see.
They keep putting it off. Like,
so that's why we don't have it in the budget?
Right.
Okay. But can we add it to the projections? Can you go back and add it? And how much would that be?
$88,667 for a 2-inch and a 1-inch service.
Can you put that in fiscal year 25-26?
Why does it say 156?
No.
425.
That's for the 9 services. There's 9 services. The 9 services.
Oh, gotcha.
For new customer service installations. So those are the capital facility charge fees that we receive. And we give them, we require half up front and then pay the remainder within a year. So that's kind of how the breakdown is. So that was just something I put on there just for future reference.
No, that's good to know. We do look at projections and we look at how well we think the district is doing in comparison with the rate study for the next 9 years. So we can factor that increase in for 24-25.
Right. And then, of course, there'll be the monthly service charge.
Yep.
They also have to put in a 6-inch fire service, so that will have a monthly service charge as well.
Nice.
But I just wanted to cover just the major portion.
Okay.
Of it.
Yeah. Good to know. And then standby revenues with a slight increase. So overall, your operating income on line 11 is increasing by 4%, which is right in line with where the rate study was. So we feel good about that. Property taxes, we increased 2%. To be conservative, maybe. I'm not seeing a lot of turnover in this area. Some of my other clients are running at 6% increases. So we'll keep it at 2%. I left the cell tower lease in. You still have to make decisions on that.
Right.
So that revenue is there. The miscellaneous non-operating income, that's like insurance reimbursements, recycling revenue. That's really an unpredictable amount, and generally it's a low amount. You see we're going to end the year at $5,800. So we typically don't budget for that because you could have nothing. Cross your fingers with insurance reimbursements and so on. And then interest income, we increased only 1%, but I'm hoping that that's very conservative in that after we get to the class item and we talk more about that investment option, that we could double our interest that we've been earning, which would be great. Instead of looking at a $24,000, maybe you'll see a $50,000, which would be great. So, but we'll talk about that later. I'm jumping ahead to the board meeting. So overall, revenues are increasing by 3% on line 18. When we go down to payroll, I budgeted, not me, when I say I, it's Michael, by the way. We budgeted $20,000 for director fees, which is kind of in the middle of where we're projecting year-end in the adopted budget. So hopefully we'll see you at Aqua in December, since it's right in your neighborhood. I think it's in Indian Wells, so would love to see you there and have dinner. Throwing that in there, the management customer service is projected to have a large increase, primarily due to negotiated COLA and adjustment for staff, 5% adjustment for staff and 4.6% COLA, as well as the prior year projection in column B, we didn't have a general manager for some time. So that increase is looking abnormally large because of that. So it's just getting back to full staffing. Line 23 field workers have the 4.6% COLA. Also prior year, fiscal 23 projection is lower than this year, partially due to we had a field worker that started in October of 2022, so we didn't have that field worker for the whole fiscal year. So we will have full staffing all fiscal year, fingers crossed, next year. Correspondingly, when salaries go up, so does employee benefits when you have full staffing for the whole year, as well as payroll taxes. So overall, line 26, payroll is increasing by 15%. Payroll and benefits. Any questions before I move on? looking at the facilities, wells, T&D, these are the types of expenses that some are predictable and some are not. We don't know how much repairs and maintenance we're going to have on the lines, so we try and tend to budget a little bit higher than maybe might happen. It could be wildly lower in some cases, depending on what happens. But overall, the notable increases, I think, are the line R&M materials. We're budgeting at 70 to feel. I don't know if you want to elaborate on that, Michael, on the increase, but I think it was more to, in case you needed it.
Right.
And to manage that category better.
Inventory, everything like that, just make sure we're on top of inventory. What we projected this year, I just added a little bit more, just for a little cap space.
And you'll see it when we get to the bottom line that you have room to add more, which is great. That's,
I remember when I go with legal.
Yeah, that's what you want to know. Like, do we have room to add more? And if we didn't, then maybe we would look back on that. But to me, those costs really end up being what they are.
Right, and we only buy essentials and whatever inventory we need.
Yep, agreed. Engineering services, we settled in at an amount that was in between what projected year end was and the adopted budget. You may need more or less. So overall, line 37 for this category is up 25%. But can and end close to budget or nowhere near budget. Office expenses are fairly predictable. I think the only thing notable is that most of them were increased for inflation, which we used a general overall 5% inflation factor, except for some services, which I will get to when we get to that area. The utilities, though, for Edison, we used a 7% factor increase for the Edison rates. So overall, total office expenses increasing by 2% on line 50. Going into support services, we'll start with the audit. Is projected to go up by 12%. I think we're just truing that up to the contract. So that number was the contractual amount. And I think some of the audit, like projected results, depends on when the auditors bill for their timing. They don't bill in terms of fiscal years. They just bill when they've done the work. So we could budget in 1 year and pay for it in another, but overall the contract is $15,600, which is a really respectable number for an audit. Accounting services, that's the Ide Bailey cost. That does have a 10% increase. Last year, Ide Bailey's increase was 5%. Ide Bailey strictly is, I mean, our number one expense is salaries and benefits. And adjustments were very large last year, so I'm not going to say I got in trouble, but it was frowned upon that I only did 5% increase last year, so I have to make a little bit of it this year to level off. So I'm not saying you'll see that every year, but that's where all of the clients ended up at this year, whereas they got a break last year because the increase last year didn't cover the cost of our services. Legal services also went up. They went up by 8.8%, your hourly rates for this fiscal year. So I got that on their, they send out a bill each year and they do it strictly based on CPI.
Why has it jumped up so much for this year?
Just in case you need it more. So it's not just the, it's not cost, it's in case you need to use more legal services. In the past, you really have used them.
It's not 63,000, it's 20,000.
Yeah, okay.
It used to be in the 80s. So also think about, too, is last year we didn't have a general manager for the whole year. So now you may need legal services more since you'll be here a whole fiscal year. I know you use them sparingly, but you want to have some room in the budget.
Sure, that's why I put that in there.
Okay.
I think the difference is we're not seeing
2022, you know, there's not a C minus A.
Oh, no, there isn't a C minus A. We can provide that if you like that.
No.
Okay.
We don't need it.
Yeah. Okay. I like to do the projected because a lot of times in the budget, we're just guessing. It really is a guess, like how much you're going to use legal services. If you have a personnel issue, you could use a ton of legal services. So that's why I'd like to look at kind of how do we end this year as opposed to last year's budget was a guess.
And of course, we're saving money because whenever we do a new customer sign up, new service install, we have to do a fire flow. Well, the fire flows previously were sent to engineering and legal before it was submitted. So we take in $285 and then you add the legal fees and the engineering fees for the approval, so you're upside down. So we don't do that anymore. I take all that on myself. So you save money there.
No, because if you look at like line 58, right, total support services,
mm-hmm.
That's 27% increase from what we did do this year.
That's
not
correct.
Not what the last one was right. Budgeted. Yeah.
It's actually a decrease from the budget.
It looks like an increase versus, you know, so
right.
That's throwing me off a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, it's actually down quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. It is. From what we budgeted. And think about what we budgeted last year was close to the prior year results. Mm-hmm. So you know you're doing better then. And then insurance, that number was based on the April renewal. And that's up 9%. I got to say that's pretty good. I've seen a lot of my clients are in different insurance risk pools. And we're seeing 25%. 30%. So I know that sounds high, but that's really not bad, considering this is kind of a high fire risk area. So total support services are going up by 27% from projected year end, but they're going down from budgeted 23. Training and travel. The State Water Resource Control Board fees are just budgeted based on the prior year, getting similar to that number. When we get into the service tools and equipment, shop tools, I know that I think that there were certain plans that you had for a weed sprayer.
Right, there was a tank that you tow behind your vehicle that you fill up with the solution with sprayers on each end so we could do the plant sites and everything. So that was $10,400. So I asked the guys, what do you guys want? Do you want a lump sum for one big item and then the small hand tools? Well, unfortunately, you know, the vehicle got broken into, so we're going to have to replace some hand tools too. We didn't project for that when we met last week. This happened on Monday. So there may be a little additional spending to get us back for the
Like she said, luckily we got a little extra.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So your projected year end, we will update, and that will change. So, and I'll get to that in a minute when we get to the bottom.
If he gets his totals, we can add that into the,
mm-hmm.
budget.
Yep. Well, what we'll do is we'll add it in because I think you'll probably spend the money before June 30th.
Right.
So we'll add it into column B, the projected year end.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll also update it with May numbers. We'll have May amounts too. So we'll have, the projection will be finer tuned because we'll have 11 out of 12 months
yeah.
in there.
Okay.
So overall, this category of service tools and equipment is increasing by 5% on row 70. The non-operating expenses, not much is changing there, and the loan, interest and processing fee, bad debt, miscellaneous, staying about the same, maybe going up $100. So total expenses in general on line 76, although increasing by 18%, if you were going to do a percent of budget to budget, it's much lower than that. And that's primarily due to the personnel costs and the things that I just talked about that are higher, like legal and the R&M. But so income before capital and debt service at $404,000. Now we add in the capital program, which we're going to talk about in a minute, the reserve funded program of $272,000, and the debt service. The debt service prints for the loans that we have, and for the, we also include a new loan for well number four. That debt service is going down though because the Zion loan was completed and paid off. So that's a positive thing. So it's going down, but it's going up for the well four debt service. There is no budget for GSA or Sigma costs. You can still add something in, but you can see we end the year on line 81 with for the budget of $66,000. We're projecting we would end the year this year $401,000 in the positive. And that's certainly, it's primarily due to higher revenues and lower expenses and half staffing and lower CIP costs than we had projected for fiscal 23. So that'll go down as we make adjustments for the new truck and the tools, and we add in May, and maybe there's expenses that are higher, but overall you ended the year well. Next year you're going to end the year well. Yes.
Okay, so 81. So we were supposed to be 90,000 in the hole. That's what we projected.
Yeah.
For 500 or 400,000 in the green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's primarily due to row 78. The projected year-end reserve-funded capital projects. What I really like to focus on is row 77. So I like to look at what's your net income before capital, because capital can be so much higher or lower than you projected, but and that's the difference is about $200,000. Well, that difference is made up of $75,000 increased revenue. You've got many of these categories that are $15,000 expenses lower, but then you have the salaries and services that are much lower, and it adds up to the $200,000 kind of head start.
So, what are we thinking this number is going to go to instead of $402,000?
If you're going to spend $15,000.
$1,500 on tools.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they don't find the truck, of course, talk about the truck briefly. If they find it, how much money are we going to invest to get it operable again? I did find a truck, great shape. Totally revived and everything, new tires, new transmission, everything, for $9,000.
I know, right?
You guys said it could be done.
The other thing, too, is because
I know.
$9,000.
That's great.
What year is it?
I have the paperwork in the
office. Working have car. We're
going to
put chlorine in the back of it.
Look, asking a question.
Right.
You need better.
So, if you want, I'll get you.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Talk about it.
Right. But because I planned on budgeting $10,000 a year, every year for the next 3 years, that $10,000 in June, starting July 1st, would purchase that truck, and then we have an extra $1,000 put back in reserves.
Well, we got to buy the tank for the company.
Right. And hopefully insurance will come in and replace like the doors and everything like that, so it'll be less out of pocket.
Do you think the insurance going to cover the $8,700 for the doors?
Well, it's $1,000 deductible because we did that when they stole the generator out of the back of the truck. So if I have to stick the sharks, you know, send the sharks after them, then I'll send the sharks after them. Because they'll read that insurance policy with a fine-tooth comb and they'll go after them. Otherwise, they're going to deal with me, and they're going to try and settle for 40%, right? So if I don't feel it's fair, then I'm going to turn it over to the sharks, the attorneys.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's going to cost us money.
Yeah, but sometimes I had an incident where it was the money that was well invested. So sometimes they earn their money, especially when you deal with an insurance company. Do we want, if I find that it's not worth it to go after them with the sharks, then we'll negotiate and take what they give us.
If you have any problems, I'm very good friends with the CEO of Allied, your insurance company.
Okay, all right.
All I have to do is call him.
Okay, good, very good. I appreciate
that. He will come out. He's gone out to the Bighorn meeting several times when they had questions and concerns.
I like that.
Increases. I'll just call the CEO and we'll make it happen. So seriously, if you ever did though, Paul is very responsive.
Okay.
His name is Paul Fuller and he would be very responsive.
Okay, I appreciate that.
So we really won't be out of pocket too much.
No.
Good.
And all I would need is your permission to pull the trigger on the used truck. So we can talk about that later.
Meeting
yet. Does it have the lights on it?
No, it does not. Well, I mean, it's not going to have the signal lights or anything like that, but obviously the guy's a mechanic and took good care of it, so.
It's not 90,000. They don't have to, like, hold them down.
I know. That's great. Do you want to review the capital budget? Or do you want to stay on this one? Fine.
We're done with this, right?
There's the second part. So this was the operating budget, then there's the capital budget. So we can, it is in the packet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you want to cover it.
Yeah. But I can also answer any questions you might have. Like, I projected where cash will be for year end. We are, per the rate study, we're only 16,000 off. That's pretty good. Where we thought we would be.
I am wondering if we can have just a different, like maybe another column mm-hmm. for the other board members, it might be easier to say.
Budget to budget?
Budget to budget.
And do you want to take away the projected?
Can you only have five columns there?
No, but I don't know if it'll get confusing. If we do, like, we would have two more dollar and percentages.
Well, if you look at, like, fuel, right? Because they're going to come in and they're going to look at a vehicle fuel and then go, wait a minute, it's going up 10%. We're increasing fuel 10% instead of it going down dramatically. Right?
And what if I didn't show the 23 budget? What if maybe that was a separate report that said, here's 23 budget to project it? Completely separate report, right?
Well, I think the adopted budget from 22-23 is what helps.
Okay.
Because that's what they need to look at.
I'm fine with that.
Because,
no,
you know.
No, we can talk there. Yeah.
You can think about it and let us know, too. If you want budget to budget.
Yeah, we're not going over budget with everybody else right now. We're doing that next month.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The capital budget, do you go by Mike or Michael?
Either one.
Okay. Well, I started off calling you Michael, so now I'm stuck.
Okay, that's fine.
I heard you answer the phone, Mike, and I thought about it, but...
No, Mike.
But you can see that I'll just talk about the way it's set up. Of course, the columns work the same way as the columns in the operating budget, where you have the adopted budget, projected year-end, proposed budget, and difference. And then you have a section for capital that's reserve funding, meaning you're paying for it out of your own cash. And then you have a category that's grant-funded, and you have those several grants going on, the three grants, DWR, State Water Resource Control Board, and the ARPA-funded projects. And then you also have an increase in an addition of debt-funded capital for the well. Now, Mike, if you want to talk about it, I just want to give you the structure.
So yeah, the well and tank repairs was in last year's budget for capital improvements. Of course, that was a grant funded project that's starting on May 22nd. So that's why our surplus increased for year end of this budget year. Customer shutoffs, we're always going to be replacing branch T's and valves, because when you replace meters, sometimes those old valves don't operate properly. So we have to do open heart surgery sometimes. Sometimes we've got to shut down the main. Sometimes we do them live. But anyways, you're going to need parts and materials to update your customer shutoffs. Meter replacements are always going to be a constant. My goal was to replace 300 meters a year for the first 3 years, because we have 980 customers, active accounts. So if we replace 300 a year, it should be total. Those are, like I said, those are cash registers. Those are losing efficiency. So when we replace them, now they're 100% accurate. So for the first 3 years, it's going to be $20,000. Usually, I mean, I think we're going to end the year at $18,700. And then after that, it would drop down to $10,000 just for stuck meters and vandalism and everything like that. And of course, main replacements, like I said, the page that I gave you is grant funded projects that are ready to go. That's all the Jensen areas. Some of the mains are 900 feet in length. Some mains are 1,300 feet in length. So I kind of have those ready. So when they say, do you guys have any grant funded projects ready? Yes, here we go. But because grant funding takes a little bit of time, I'd like to start some momentum at least. And if we manage our budget correctly, we should be able to at least take one on a year. But we wouldn't do it until after, let's say, January or February, just to make sure that nothing happened along the way, that we know the coast is clear, that we can, so we can use that as a backup for any kind of event that happens. So what may happen, I hope it doesn't happen, but when we drain the tank 4, they're going to replace some of the rafters. When you drain the tank, the pressure holds the lining, the coating. So if we drain the tank, is it going to separate? Is it going to crack? So we may have to use a little bit of our money for a main. So maybe the possibility, I hope it doesn't happen, we might have to use some of that main replacement money to recoat the tank if it comes to that. I don't think it'll happen, but there's that small percentage that it may happen. So that's kind of like backup money. And the Bonita Vault, that is something that has been going on for a long time. We have everything written up on the board. I spoke with the county representative, and we got his approval. We did research on the property that it's fronting, and there's another easement that goes back further. So we're in the good. All I need to do is contact the landowner and let him know that there's going to be an asset in the ground in front of his property, just as a courtesy. So that job, once the tanks are done, we're going to move on that. It's a process. You know, you got to dig the hole, prepare the vault hole, level everything out, and then have a crane drop that in there. After that happens, then you just order your equipment, your pipes, your gate valves, your clay valves, and you assemble it, and then you'll do your tie-ins. So that's an easy process. That's something that will happen. The mains, like I said, we'll hold off until after December, January, when the coast is clear. We don't have anything that happened. We'll go ahead and install the main.
How far off the road is that?
From the center of the road, you have a 25 foot easement from the center of the road to here, and then from 25 feet, you have another 30 foot setback. So if this is 10 feet from the edge of the road, you're still going to have like 15 feet on this side before you get to the customer's property. Because this vault is like it shows, only 8 feet by 12.
So how far off the road will the vault actually be?
This is the road.
So it's like, going to be right against it?
Yeah, like 15 feet. So when you drive around, you'll see a lot of the vaults. If you go down Magnolia, you go up Bonita, you'll see some of the existing vaults. Same thing with Almond Vault. You'll see that it's little bit closer to the road, like 5 or 10 feet. Well, this one's going to be like 15 feet off the edge of the road.
Okay.
Because there's a natural drainage where the Caltrans or County Riverside will
create it. Yeah.
Yeah. So they'll still have that free flowing area.
Okay. Is that going to be sticking up out of the ground, or is it going to be flush?
Only. All of this will, because it's going to be sitting level, and because the road is crowned, you may have like 6 to 10 inches sticking up, which is kind of like a natural curb, so the water will flow right by, because you don't want it level with the drain, because all the sand and everything and the water will flow into that vault.
I'm just thinking how fast people drive down the street if somebody
walks
the road.
Well, we're going to put ballards on both sides, like a fire hydrant, put the big yellow ballards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's Bonita Vault, and then of course the next two items, the new truck, because the GMC that was stolen had 300,000 miles on it, so I was trying to prepare for a purchase of a new one. I was going to put $10,000 a year each year for the next 3 years, $30,000 to buy one of the smaller vehicles like a Nissan or a Toyota, whatever the smaller versions are, or Ford Ranger, something like that. But because of the recent incident, then I did a little research. We found a vehicle, so hopefully we can move forward on that. And then utility billing, we need a new customer care and billing program because the one that we have isn't going to be supported. So they had a demonstration on a couple of them, so we were saving up for that because I think it was like $31,000 for that.
So is that just put it in aside for the next 3 years?
$10,000 each year for the next 3 years. Yeah. By then, it should be ready. And
are they going to be supported for the next 3 years, or is it unsupported now?
Right now, it's supported. They just say with each Microsoft update, they're not sure if it's going to be, but they've been saying that for, I think, the past few years. So.
Long time.
Yeah.
And then, the other thing I have a question on this, so on line 24 and line 79, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they two separate, there's two separate items that are just exactly almost the same number, like $100,000 off?
Line 24 and what line?
Line 24 is $165,000 and the other one is $65,000 for debt service and debt funding.
Line 23 and 24?
Line 24 and line
79. On the other one.
Yeah.
That's a coincidence.
Okay.
Yeah. So the number 79 comes from scheduling out all your debt.
And of course, the welfare repairs, I applied for an RCAC loan. And I emailed him, and I still haven't heard a response on what the status is, so I don't have any updates at this time. But we gave him all the documentation that was required, still waiting for the feedback. Basically, they said it should be ready within 60 days, and I think we're getting close to that 60 days. And remember, the reason we did that was because DHPO, their basic service charge, used to be $2,300, and their new service charge is $6,200. So it was a $3,900 a month gain. So I thought it would be easy to take on a $1,600 a month payment to restore the well for the next 10 years.
Any questions?
Do you think it looks good? Yeah, I feel really better about it than I ever have the past 2 years.
Definitely looks better than last year's.
It's just an easier process too. It's just been a real delight working with staff. We came in and had a meeting with them. Daniela came in and we just talked it out, and we always put together preliminary numbers, but what do we know? We're just saying, we're guessing, and I think Mike changed every one, which is fine. Because they're his numbers.
The last one started, they were somebody else's numbers.
Yep. So, I'm happy with it. And What we'll do then at the next meeting is point out what's different, because I do think that at the next meeting the base revenue will go up, because we haven't, I don't believe we've factored in the DPHO fixed fee being in row three, the base rates. So we'll work those numbers. So I think that that number, revenue number, will increase a little bit. And then other numbers may adjust based on how May actuals look, but we'll can call out what's materially different. But I think we'll also start off and explain the columns again. I know that this is Director Brock's first time seeing the budget, but he does see the monthly financials every month.
Yes, he does.
So the format should be relatively not new to him.
Her.
My bad. Okay.
I do it now instead of in 4-2-3.
Okay, good. Good to know. And then we'll just make sure anything that's different that we call it out.
So any purchases that are made, let's say tomorrow, because we're going to buy $1,500 worth of tools probably tomorrow, because we have services that we have to replace and install.
Mm-hmm.
So those would show up in June.
It'll show up in our projected column. If you're making it now, in early June, we close May. And once we do that, we've got May actuals we bring in to the projections.
Okay.
And that changes what we're projecting.
Okay. Yeah, would only be, we don't, like I said, when we talked about this budget, you said, what do you expect it to close at? Well, that's what I expected it to close at, and unfortunately we had this incident, so
sure.
Now it needs to be addressed. So it's $1,500, and wait for insurance. Hopefully we can move forward on this vehicle. I'll get the page and I'll read all the items that's listed on there. So, with that.
So what other panels?
Oh, is that the $800,000 or something? Yeah.
That yeah, you like that, huh? 796. Whatever it was.
796.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yep.
Well,
yeah. Finance meeting.
They don't.
So we're going to go over April's numbers.
Did you want me to do that?
You got it.
I mean, you're all right here.
Also on the back of the...
I'm not stealing her thunder.
Is the kind of descriptions of all those things that she went over already.
On page 13, though, we have the
balance sheet.
As
of April 30th, 2023. Let me get my notes. So as of the end of April, the district's combined Chase with cash and LAIF balance was at $996,670. And the district's total liabilities, which is on line 31, was at $1,211,661. So the liabilities were above the total balance again, but we just got that big old check from the PASS agency for the gap funding that is going to bump us up until we get paid back from.
Is that the last one?
That's probably the biggest one, I think. I think we're going to have another one.
Yeah, one for 187 going out.
Yeah, there's we have one more quarter. I think that's going to have some like expenses, but it won't be nearly as high as that.
But with that check being deposited, the 996 would basically be $1,792,906.
Yeah. Yep. Any questions on that balance sheet, though? We're going to move on to the profit and loss then. So again, this is from April 30th, 2023, so it has changed since then, but... column A is what we've spent this past month in April. Column B is where we're at from July 1st until April 30th. Column C is the budget. And then column D is where we're the current year to date compared to the budget, the percentage. And we should be at 83% of the year. So I'm going to point out some that are a little off of that and explain why. On line 5, we have DHPO contract. That is the usage rate that we were charging DHPO, but we're now charging them under regular commercial rates. So now they're going to be included under column line 4, which is the commodity sales. So this one's going to stay at 76. It's just going to end right there. But hopefully line 4 will be going up since they're not going to be there. On line 13, we have property taxes. The bulk of these we receive in May and January. So hopefully next month there will be a lot more activity in that one. Right now it's just at 58%. On line 14, we have the cell tower lease income. That one's at 102% of the year. We had an additional site that they're renting this year, so we didn't have that included in the budget. It's going to end up a little bit higher than we expected. On line 15, we have the miscellaneous non-operating income, which we didn't budget anything for since unexpected, but we have had $5,700 due to selling that old truck, the Toyota Tundra that broke down, and then also some recycling of old meters and stuff. So on line 19, total revenues were right now at 85% of the year, so just a little bit over. And then on to expenses. On line 27, we have the total payroll, which is at 81% of the year, so just a little bit under overall, probably because of the director fees is a lot under, and then we didn't have a general manager for the whole year, so that one's a little bit under. Moving on to operational expenses, on line 36 we have engineering services. Right now we're just at $13,000 of the year. We have $40,000 in the budget, but most of the engineering expenses that we used are going towards the grant, so we're getting paid back for that. Line 37, facilities, wells, T&D, other, that one is at 153% of the year. That is because of the play well maintenance that we had. What else was it? A tank 3 altitude valve, the SCADA upgrade that we had to do for one of the computers, and then generator maintenance. But we're going to be doing the generator maintenance a lot less often than we used to, so hopefully we won't be using as much of that anymore.
Yeah, not quarterly, it's twice a year.
Mm-hmm. And then on line 41, we have the water billing system. That increased a little bit, I think, in April. So I believe it's going to end at 109%. I don't think we're going to see any more activity in there. Yeah, it's paid through the year end. So it ended at 109%, but it's going to stay there. Any questions on that page?
Next one.
Line 46, printing and publication. That one's only at 49% of the year. I don't know why it was budgeted at 600%. It might have been a previous year we used a lot more, but we shouldn't see a whole lot more activity on that. Actually, we do have to send out standby notices when we have that coming up, but I think it's going to be in the next fiscal year. We have to put it in the newspaper and then send out a whole bunch, but I believe that's going to be in the next fiscal year. I think that's where the 292 is actually from, was from last year's standby notices. Line 49, the CWSA, that's only at 36% of the year. We actually are no longer going to be participating in that group, so it should end right there at 36%. On line 51, we have the total office expenses, which is only at 70% of the year. And then down to line 55, legal services. I think I mention this every month, but we're only at 14% of the year. We just don't use it as much for anything. On to line 58, insurance. It goes up every year. We received next year's insurance thing, I believe, in April. So we saw some of that. I guess we probably saw it in March. We saw the increase for next year in this year's budget. Down on line 63, we have the shop supplies and small tools. That one's at 105% of the year, mostly because of the well sounder that we purchased and then it broke and then we had to have that repaired. But there's also a whole bunch of other little tools that we've bought throughout the year, so that's why that one's a little bit higher.
And that's the one that's going to go up more.
Yeah, I think we're bumping it up for next year. Line 64, vehicle fuel, that one's only at 44%. We have just a lot less travel that we're having to use the vehicles for, so it's a lot lower. On line 66, we have safety. This one's at 150%. We had purchased fire hydrants that weren't at some of the sites, and then the eyewash stations that also were not at the well sites. So we had to get that, and then I think there's going to be some more activity for stuff dealing with the eyewash stations, and then another fire hydrant that we had to get. That'll show up in next month, though. So it's going to be even a little bit higher than the 150%, which is where it's at. But those are things that we do need. So. Moving on down to line 77, total expenses, we're only at 75% of the year. So even with all like the things going up or things going down, we're under budget for expenses. And then line 81, which is net income slash loss, we are right now at $327,000 income for the year to date. Any other questions on that? If not, we'll move on to the capital. Okay, so on to the capital detail then. The top section, we have the reserve funded, so what we're paying for from our funds, and then starting on line 6, we have the grant funded projects. So for the reserve funded projects, we don't have a lot of activity for lines 2 and 3, but for the meter replacement, we have been getting 30 meters every month. So that one's at 93%. They're replacing the meters constantly, so everything's looking good right there. And then moving on to the grant-funded projects. On line 8, we have the isolation valves. That is, they completed the work. The only other expenses that we'll have towards that are for the paperwork, closing it out and everything. So I think we're gonna end just barely under what we were awarded for on the grant. I think like $50,000 under, which is actually really good for that big of a project. So, and then on the other ones, we haven't seen a lot of activity yet, but on line 14, we have the Broadway and Main Street gate valve. It says it's at 19%, but we actually just had that project finished. And then in there somewhere, we just paid MCC Pipeline. So that was $50,000. I believe for this project, we're going to end under the overall grant project, but we can shift that money into the tank recoding if we need to, so which I think we actually might need to. So overall for line 17, it's the net grant funded projects. Column B is the $1,071,000. That's what we're still waiting to be paid back from the state, but luckily we have the PASS agency to help us with like covering that until we get paid back from the state. So right now we're good. And then on the bottom, that little box there, it's just these numbers up here, but in a different layout. To me, it's easier to understand on that one. But if you have any other questions, I can answer them. Otherwise, I think that's it.
Good.
Any comments from you guys?
Nope. I'm very happy that the PASS agreed to do that, because I don't know how else we could have done this.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would have been pretty rough.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's call this meeting adjourned. Everybody on a break for the next one. Are you staying? Are you staying for the
next
one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sure thing.
All right. Call it at 5:52 p.m.